Yesterday's high voter turnout comes on the cusp of a wave of voter disenchantment with the two major political parties. Reform Party candidate Jesse Ventura provided more than another choice in government. He lent a voice to opponents of the so-called political and media establishment. Secretary of State Joan Gross says she believes the high voter turnout had less to do with ideology and a political platform than with what she calls a Jesse phenomenon.
In some cases, I believe that a lot of the voters who voted for him, at least those that I met and talked to, just tickled to kind of stick it to the party, stick it to the politicians.
Gross says the outcome of the election provides a wake-up call.
And it's a wake-up call to the political parties that are well established. It's a wake-up call to the community that there are lots of disenfranchised people out there who have maybe been relatively quiet. Obviously, we know a lot of them haven't participated in elections, and they were just waiting for a vehicle that struck some chord in them that allowed them to say, wow, this is how I can express my dissatisfaction with the system. I can vote for Jesse.
But former state Republican Congressman Vin Weber, who worked on the Norm Coleman gubernatorial campaign, says what took him by surprise last night is how widespread support for Ventura was. Weber says even when half of the vote was tallied, he held out hope for a Coleman rally at the end because Coleman was holding steady and DFLer Skip Humphrey was dropping.
I assumed with more of the rural vote yet to come in that Jesse Ventura might well show considerable weakness in the rural parts of the state, where Norm Coleman, I thought, having campaigned out there with him last week, would show considerable strength. We kept looking around the state trying to find a place where Jesse Ventura would simply have no support. We did not find that. But it's a lot more than a bunch of young guys in the Twin Cities that are off on a lark. This was a fairly widespread victory for Jesse Ventura.
Weber says he's impressed with Ventura's ability to rally the vote among 18 to 24-year-olds, a group which traditionally doesn't go to the polls.
I'm not aware, I'm sure there are examples, but I'm not aware of examples where a, quote, youth-oriented strategy has ever worked in the past, where a candidate with great appeal to young people actually succeeded in Election Day on getting them to vote. Quite a unique thing.
Humphrey campaign manager Tammy Lee says she and the others in the campaign also held out hope till nearly 2 o'clock this morning. They waited on numbers from northern Minnesota, traditionally a bedrock for DFL candidates, and a region of the state Humphrey spent a lot of time in.
You know, we were still optimistic about some of the range precincts and the L-shaped districts in the state. We still thought we had a shot out there, but it became very evident soon thereafter that it was over, and we wanted to come down and do the honorable thing. Skip and Roger called and congratulated Jesse on a campaign well won, and both of them will do what needs to be done to help the next governor of the state.
But Humphrey needed at least 65% of the vote in Minnesota's 8th district, a goal he fell short of. Lee also says the campaign underestimated Jesse Ventura and, like Coleman's strategists, did not take him to task like they should have on his policies. The gender gap between DFLer Skip Humphrey and Republican Norm Coleman was erased by the Jesse factor. Humphrey had the women's vote in pocket, but more men voted this year. Blois Olson is a media consultant and an editor of the online newsletter called MNPolitics.com.
We've seen, if we've had soccer moms in Minnesota yesterday, we may have had football dads.
The gubernatorial election is one for the textbooks. Olson says analysts, like himself, will be crunching the numbers for a few days to come. He says there's a sociology behind the political science.
You know, about 32% of folks were high school graduate or less. That's high. I mean, Jesse Ventura did not put a lot of substance, and he was criticized about that. But people are confused by government, and they want it to work easy, and if it's somebody who can relate to them on the level that Jesse Ventura has, then they're going to like him, and they've clearly enjoyed his campaign and elected him governor.
But what Olson and the others cannot tell by the numbers and the trends is whether the election of Reform Party candidate Jesse Ventura signifies a group of people who will shepherd in a permanent shift in state party politics, or whether they represent a brief blip of change. This is Karen Louise Booth, Minnesota Public Radio.